Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, Creation Lightship. We're here to have some wonderful healings tonight. Tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going there shortly. And so let's first do some balancing for everybody. We'll do some chakra balancing. So go to your heart center, reposition your heart center, heart chakra. There we go. Throat chakra, third eye, power, second, and first, okay? Do an opening, heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And going now down to your power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, open. There we go. So let's get you a little more connected here. So we'll do a mental clearing first to help your left and right brain balance, and then we'll drop you into your heart after the emotional clearing. So here we go. Mental body clearing. This is the invisible body. So here we go. We'll clean you out for the last 5 days. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And emotional body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And feeling body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, let's get you heart centered now. So we're going to take your awakening consciousness and drop it into your heart. So we'll count from 10 backwards, from 10 to 1. Here we go. As this drops down, your spirit's doing this for you so that you can do yourself whenever you wish. Just count from 10 to 1 and command that energy to be moved down. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So since you're now in your heart with your awakening consciousness, you will not be able to think of a positive thought, which is judgment, or a negative thought. They're both the same. The light does not judge anything, only works in the present moment. This is why you can't have a negative thought there or a negative thought. So if you're wondering why I mentioned the word positive thought, that's because that's also a judgment. The light is strictly love energy. You may want to call it peace energy. So just kind of stay there in your heart center. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight, Sylvia. Are you out there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. We're happy to be live tonight. I know some of you have been noticing that we've had archives quite a bit recently because Ron's been in New York and had some wonderful workshops and seminars as well as the expo there. So thank you for tuning in tonight. And I see we have quite a few people on the fast chat, so I'll just say hello to some of the names that I see here. Stephanie, hi, Dulcie, Guest, Steve-O, Marie, Everett, and Heal. So welcome, everyone. We'll be going to the Lightship for a healing session in just a few minutes. I see, Guest, you have something happening with your mouth, and so you'll be able to request a healing, special healing for that on the Lightship in just a few minutes when we go there. And that applies to everyone. If you have something that you'd like to request a healing from or on, then you can just do that as soon as we go to the Lightship. Everett is asking if Ron is back or if this is another great archive. And yes, we are live right now, so welcome. So I'll just turn it over to you, Ron, to get us going and get ready for the Lightship.
Okay, so this part of the program will not work on the archives, but you can listen to the show and join the energy. We'll bring in the energy for the light being. So scroll down on your monitor screen about an inch or so. And here we go. You can look at her as she changes and bringing in the wonderful energies. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. I'll count to five as we go up. If you wish to bring your animals and pets up, you can. If you have maybe gardens in your backyard, plants, trees, you can invite them up too. Just think of them now. We're going up. So one, two, three, four, and five. We're on the light ship now. The first room we're going to be going into is the hot tub room. So remember, this is what I'm seeing on the light ship as they're directing us to these rooms here. If you're a seer, you're going to notice that what I'm telling you is probably going to be about maybe typically 3 seconds or so behind what you're actually seeing. So this is the way it works. And just sit back and relax. Don't meditate. You don't want to go out of your body in a meditative state. You want to, if you do go out of your body, that's a no-no. You want to stay in your body. Otherwise, you will not have healing. So you want to stay home to protect your body. Don't do astral traveling or anything else. You want to be fully present in your body. So here we go. Going into the hot tub rooms. This has a green-colored gel right now. And we're bringing the energy for you. So here it comes. So I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Next room we're going to go into is a room where they can release pain from us. This room has a lot of silver energy. And you may see a lot of silver on the light ship or actually sense it. Here we go. Here comes the pain release energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into another location. Let's go into a room where they have the golden waterfall. And the water does not touch your skin. And remember, all these energies that we see are more earthly as far as our information on them, what they are. This is why they sound familiar to us. There are other rooms that have energies that you would not even understand. So we go into rooms that are more of an earth-like nature, so including the beings that are there that are helping us when we see them. So here we go. Here's the golden waterfall. So I'll count to 10 again as it comes in around you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a lot of people love the dolphins, so let's go into where the dolphins are. There's three of them. We're going into this beautiful water. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds. And if you wish to put your hands out, maybe the palm of your hand is out in front of you, you can actually feel the dolphin energy. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you want to request healing because the light only works in the now. Does not have any predictions. And what happens is when you request the healing is granted instantly to you. And if you did not receive what you would like to have, maybe they only gave you a teaspoon, you wanted to get a gallon, we'll say, you want to keep requesting the healing. So just request healing, and we'll see what happens. Remember, your healing takes place according to how your body energy is down here on the earth. On the light ship, you are healed. But on the earth, it depends what you have for a genetic predisposition on healing, what your ancestors thought of healing. This is all of your lifetimes that you've had. All your past lives are in your body. This is not your spirit. It's your physical body's genetics. This is who you are. All of their thoughts are with you, recycling daily. And if they didn't believe in healing, then you may not have a healing. If you have a lot of blockages, maybe you have 500 lifetimes of a situation, you may not have a healing. If you wish to go on one of the BBS archives, you can go on the show, which is 8-28-09, and we go into the reasons why people have a hard time healing. That's 8-2-8-0-9. And it's about an hour and a half program. So let's go to another room. Let's go to the room where they have they're showing me white trees. I first thought I saw green, but these are actually white trees. We can hug a tree. Here we go. So here comes the tree energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we're going to bring in some oxygen. This is number 47. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And just take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale. There we go. And let's bring in another oxygen here. We'll bring in number 12. Each one has their own particular healing properties. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll go into the pain release room. A lot of people like to have this room here. This is where they actually release pain from your body. So here we go. And we're going to bring in the other energies here for pain release. This is a black energy. Looks black to you. And this one has the golden little speckles or dots with it. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And the room before had the black energy with the silver little speckles in it, like a metallic black color. And we'll go on to a room where they have the bumblebees. I like this room myself. It's very soothing. We can ride on the bumblebees, kind of like going to Disneyland. They're very large. So here we go. So here comes the bumblebee energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. I'll let you just sit back and relax here. Just check your healing. See how your body is responding. You might even want to get up and walk around a little bit and just see how your body's working and doing with this energy. So I'll see you back in about a minute. Okay, let's go into where they have the silver waterfall. Here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go into another location. And let's go into a room where they work with our immune system. So you may find your body temperature increasing slightly. Sometimes people have that sensation. Depends how toxic you are. So here we go. This is the immune system rejuvenation. So here comes the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring it in a little bit more for you. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And we'll go into the room where the spirit of Jesus resides here. This is the one that held his body energy. So we're going to go into this room now. And here we go. We'll bring the energy in for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just sit back, relax. And again, you want to request your healing. And some people like to go into the violet room, where they have violet energy to do some healing work with you. There's many different colors on the light shift, so we'll go into this room. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll bring in the green energy for healing. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we have two different colors with us right now. We'll increase the energy in the room of Jesus. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So how does it feel, Sylvia? How's this energy feeling for you?
Oh, it feels wonderful. Really enjoying this room with Jesus, and it's just a fabulous healing. And so everyone that's listening, this is the time to just, you know, be very heart-centered and communicate with the energy on the light ship heart to heart and request your own healings.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, you want to definitely do that, because remember, the light only works in the now. And every moment is a new now, so you have to continuously request your healings and just see how you're doing. They'll never overheal you. That would be against your free will. And let's go to another location. Let's bring in some of the peacock energy. So here comes the peacocks for healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll do one other energy coming to you here. And let's go into the gold room. This is where the energy is pure gold energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go on to another location. Let's bring in the ascension energy of Jesus. So here it comes. This is what happened, was brought to him 2,000 years ago. So you might want to pull up the light bean if you don't have it up on your monitor screen, or you can bring up the picture of Jesus. Any one of these will work for you perfectly fine. So here comes the ascension energy that was brought forth 2,000 years ago. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Again, I'll let you have about a minute or so of enjoy this very wonderful energy. So I'll see you back in about a minute. And again, the ascension energy of Jesus, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll bring in another special energy. We'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, these are the true energies that were here on this planet 2,000 years ago. And they're not from the light of the darkness, the false light energy that we go to for our forced reincarnation and what the churches pray to. They're a whole different type of energy. They're probably about maybe 10% of what we're having now, so plus they're created from darkness. So here again is Mother Mary's energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's go into another room where they can work with our spines, our neck, our back. So here we go. This is the female's expertise here. They can also do a little, maybe a skin facial on you or something like that. So here we go. Bringing the energy in for this here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Bring another special energy that Jesus had on this planet here. And this is another spirit, a light being that came into him. In this lifetime, she was also here known as Princess Diana. So we'll bring in this energy here. And that energy back then, like it did in this lifetime, was here to help us with the consciousness of humanity to wake people up. And here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. This is your spirit energy coming. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, we'll bring in more of the energy of Jesus for the ascension. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And yesterday at our special workshop that we had, we worked with the energies of the Ten Commandments. And it was quite a very, very intense session. And we released a lot of these here from the people in the room. And then we went from there to the other energies that were also commandments that were probably not known to the people. And we went up to, I think, 30. So we did 10 plus 20. And it was incredible. And what I'll probably do is put that on the website shortly here for healing, so you can actually maybe even view the workshops that we had during the weekend here, or the 3 days that we had them. So that's kind of in the mix right now, but we'll see what happens. I have to get a lot of energy probably to do that, but we shall see. So here we go. Here's more of the energy of Jesus coming. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, we'll do some more of the ascension energy of Jesus. It feels very, very nice. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, here's the energy of Princess Diana. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I have a request here to sample my energy on the light chip, so I guess here it comes. To me, it doesn't make, I don't feel any change on it, but you might. I don't know. I have no idea. So here it comes. So I'll bring in my energy when I was in Jesus 2,000 years ago for the healing mission. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. And this also works today. Stronger, 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 and stronger. bring in the energy of the faith of Jesus. This is a very, very nice energy. So this is his faith energy coming. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll bring in one other energy. We'll bring in the energy of peace. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll bring mine in one more time here for the healing energy here. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Remember, request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. It will now come back from the light ship. If you brought any animals or pets with you, if you brought some trees or flowers or plants or a garden, they're coming back down also. So here we go, coming down. So I'll count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're back here. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yeah, I certainly am. Wow, that was wonderful. So hi to everyone on the fast chat and everyone who's listening. Certainly hope that you enjoyed that beautiful healing energy that's unlike any other energy that you experience on the earthly plane. And very wonderful comments tonight from listeners, Ron, who say the energy is really incredible tonight. So that's fantastic that people are feeling that beautiful healing energy. Do you want to talk a little bit about what's been happening in New York? You were mentioning something about a new healing that's coming up on the website.
Okay, yeah, it'll be up within probably a couple of weeks, I believe. Okay, I talked about this maybe a few times, so this is what happens, okay? If we connect with an illness, have one, or have a situation in our life that we just can't get out of, okay, you normally have to come into oneness with that situation. So I've told people before in the past to do a affirmation, which might sound kind of negative to you, but I'll describe it as it goes on here. So basically, you have to love it out of your life, which means that you have to come to the emotional grips of it to get out of it. So you have to discharge your emotional intensity of whatever it is. So let's just say that you have cancer. So the first thing that you want to do with this affirmation, and you might call it a negative affirmation. Most people kind of see it as that at first until they work their way through it. So the first thing in the affirmation is, you know, what you have, and you have to love it. So the first thing is we'll say, I love having cancer. So for some people, they might even never want to ever say that, even though they may be diagnosed with it, because it brings up, you know, a lot of emotions. Maybe they get teary-eyed. Maybe they get like a knot in their stomach. We'll just switch it now to maybe having maybe lack of money in your life. Maybe you got laid off and you have a hard time getting a job. So that affirmation would be kind of similar. Maybe I love being out of work. Maybe I love being poor. Something like that. I love not having money. So what we're going to have on the website is something like this here where you just put the words in and then it will count down and discharge those words to get rid of the emotional energy on that. Now, the second part to that healing is the most important, which is to have the reason, you know, or the way you feel about the situation. So naturally, if you have cancer, you're not going to like it. So what's it doing to you? You know, is it you're afraid to die with the cancer? So, you know, so the first thing would be, you know, like, I love having cancer. And the next one is, you know, I love dying, or maybe I love losing my friends, or maybe I love the unknown, you know, the way it makes me feel. You know, I feel angry, whatever that thing is that upsets you the most, that kind of puts this big rock in your stomach or makes you not even want to say it without having an emotional reaction to it. That's what you want to, you know, put down on the website. And you can also do this yourself if you want to do it out loud. It takes probably about 1,000 times to say it out loud to finally get it out of you. So what you're actually doing is coming to grips with the situation here. And after you say it, at first you're going to maybe just be in the mental realm and wondering why you're saying these words that don't really pertain to you, or if they do pertain to you, you might think it's kind of dumb. But believe me, once you get into it and you grab the bull by the horns, you're going on that emotional roller coaster ride. And you're going down to the core of your being, and it will start to release this emotional stuff out of you, because you can't heal it until you come to grips with it. And coming to grips just means that you have to have the energy neutralized. So when you say it out loud, each time you're going into the emotions that's stored inside of you, probably going into past lives of having a similar situation, and you get it out of yourself. And then after that, you know, once you say it enough times, or at least on the website, once it's done for you, you know, you probably will be going through an emotional roller coaster ride by doing this clearing. Then you can go next into the planetary clearing, and we'll have the different planets listed there to get rid of the cordings, the energetic negative energy that's sent to you or connected to you, causing this problem also. Remember, the planets also cause your physical problems. I'm sure you're all aware of that by your natal chart. So you can do that. And then from there, we will have a part on there for natural, you know, spirit infusion. And then we'll have the other part probably before that or after that also with the reason, you know, of mind energies. You know, is it your thoughts causing the situation in your life? Is it somebody else's? It'll be very similar, if not identical, to what we have on the one page, which I think is a self-empowerment page, which will allow you to figure out, is this stuff happening to me? Or maybe it might be on the other page, which is your body rejuvenation, but it's, you know, are my thoughts causing this? Are other people sending me negative thoughts? Are the aliens doing it? Is it mind matrix energies? Is it spells and curses? So all this will be on this one page. And it should help you out a lot to get rid of these energies out of your DNA. So this will be like, I don't know what I'm going to call it yet. It might be a problematic healing or something like that, but it'll be coming up probably shortly here. We're also having on right now, I believe, the seven generational clearing, so you can go deeper and be able to go further into your past in case this lifetime clearing, the whole lifetime clearing, does not go deep enough for you. So, back to you, Sylvia.
All right, let's see. We have a couple of questions. Here's a question from Marie, and it's about the seven generation clearings. And it says, if we clear ourselves but not the previous generations, can we still ascend? What is the relationship?
That's a really good question. It all depends how much work you've done on yourself and how deep these problems go to. Remember, you don't know how much your ancestors worked on themselves. And so the seven generations are in place if you have to go deeper with the situation. So you want to just, you know, ask your spirit, is this thing cleared out of me? Are you reactive to it? Okay. So that's the main thing, is why you want to go deeper with the seven generational clearings. You may need it, you may not. I would think that if you do need to go deeper, going back, maybe one more seven generational clearing might work for you. That'll put you into the 8 to 15 generational clearing. The cost for that is $50, and that might be enough. You might want to go one more time further, but it's kind of up to you. You want to ask your spirit how much clearing you need in order to do that. So there's a lot to it. Unfortunately, we're very dense. Not like when Jesus walked the earth, people were not as dense because you did not have the information told to you. You didn't have the media and the TV and everything else. You just lived in a little village probably, and maybe heard some gossip, you know, around the town, maybe a couple hundred people, but that was basically it. Now we're so packed full of this judgment energy for 2,000 years that it's much harder to do healings. This is why, you know, we're doing these extra clearings for you. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Let's see. I'm looking to see if we have any other questions. I don't see one right now. So, if anyone has a question that they'd like to type into the fast chat, this would be a great time. And in the meantime, any upcoming events that you want to mention?
Yep, we're continuing on with our special program this month, and it'll start on the 17th, which will be this April, so April 17th. That'll be the first four-hour ascension call. And then from there we're going into three consecutive Sundays for the eight-hour call. So that'll be on the website here. If it's not up right now, it will be. And they're a wonderful call. We get rid of the alien life forms that you have inside of you. The workshop that we had today, actually, we covered that too. The people were actually kind of squirming and feeling better, having relief in their body as we release some of these things. So if you wish to get a sample of that, check out two of the BBS shows. One of them is 11:30:07. And 10:10:08. Also, if you want to get on the website, you can go to that. And for $30 a month, you can also do these clearings. But you won't have the same results typically because you won't be on the light ship continuously. But, you know, that's one way to start it. And the cost for yourself is $200 for 28 hours of healing. And if you have maybe a husband or a girlfriend or somebody living with you, whatever, you know, these people or this person or people even would be $100 a piece. And your children living at home under 18 are free. And so are your pets and the animals. So basically for yourself or the $200, I mean, it's phenomenal. People feel a lot better getting these alien life forms out of you. But if you can't afford that, I would recommend doing the, you know, parasitic life forms. It's under the alien attack part of the website on the left-hand side. Just go there and go onto the parasitic life forms, click on it, and just start releasing them out of you. So back to you, Sylvia, because you're going to find out how much better you feel afterwards.
Yeah, so another question going back to the seven generation clearings that you mentioned. I wondered if you could talk a little bit, especially to our listeners that are parents or maybe their grandparents, and how wonderful it is to actually have a seven generation clearing done on your grandchildren or your children and how that rolls back through you and also to your ancestors.
Yeah, so what happens is when you start working on this energy, if you have a child in your household, you may want to have them do that seven generational clearing. But you first have to have their whole lifetime done, just like yourself. And then as they do it, they get the clearing, and you benefit. Your parents benefit. So everybody, you know, above you will get this healing. It can also affect your siblings, so it does go sideways a little bit. But mainly anybody living, this will affect them, and they will have a clearing. Not as much as the first person, because they're not doing the complete seven-generational clearing. But for you, if you had a child, you did to them, you'd have a six-generational clearing, and your parents now would have a five. And if your grandparents were living, that would be, you know, one less, which would be a four-generational clearing. So it does work. And you get rid of the extra baggage in a given situation. So, like if you're doing a clearing, say, for the emotional or maybe for maybe poverty or slavery or things like this here, you know, these work very nicely. So these are only put up and only needed if you have a particular problem in a given area. And that's why you'd want to do it. Back to you, Sylvia.
So would that tend to be a specific physical problem, like a genetic physical problem, or could it be also like maybe you've had a long tendency with self-sabotage or some type of irrational fear that doesn't seem to have a cause in this lifetime?
Probably both. It works you know, very nice. Remember, what you're not dealing with right now that hasn't popped up could be involved in that seven-generational clearing. And so you might just be having a slight problem with something. It might be taken out of this lifetime because you, you know, had the clearing done on yourself, but you may want to go deeper, and that's going to uncover more stuff out of you. So, you know, you want to ask your spirit what you might need. But the seven generations are made to go deeper, to do more clearings on you. And remember, you're living the past of your ancestors. So the fact that it came up in this lifetime means that it, you know, definitely came up, you know, prior to this lifetime. But it may not be affecting you as much. So it's kind of up to you what you want to do there. I don't know if it's necessary for all the clearings, you know, but if you do have a major issue, you may want to consider that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, suddenly we have quite a few questions here on the fast chat, so I'll just read them to you. The next one we have is from Everett, and he's wondering if there's any kind of clearing that you can clear if some of your DNA or someone's DNA has been collected like they do for, you know, insurance or different purposes. Is there a clearing that you can do for that also so that, you know, the dark side can't obtain some of the DNA to use for cloning purposes?
Right now, I don't think so. This moment, I'll say probably not. In the future, it's very possible. Okay? So just kind of hang in there. We'll see what happens here.
Okay. And let's see. Next, we have a question from guest. And the question is, if we cannot pray to God, is there a name of God, the Absolute, that it is okay to pray to?
No need to pray to anything outside of yourself. Because the energy that is there with you is your spirit energy, and that's all that you need. Why would you want to pray and become prey, okay? Even if you were to connect with the energy of Jesus in your heart center, it's not going to be typically that much different than your own once you connect with that energy. So your spirit is just as powerful as any of the masters. As far as the energy of source energy, we bring that in every time we have this program here. And so there's no need to pray to it because the light ship doesn't need you to connect to it. You already have it with you. So you're never lost, although you are lost if you don't connect to your spirit. So there's no reason at all to pray to anything outside of yourself. And this is what, Jesus, was teaching. The other way of looking at prayers is that's what the ETs brought here, the aliens, the extraterrestrials. And those energies force you or tell you to pray outside of yourself because you're not worthy and you don't have enough energy, so you want to ask these alien God energies for a favor. And that's the way it's kind of worked its way out here. But that's in all the different churches. But no, there's nothing to really give thanks for or anything like that. The energy that you have with you is a gift. It's your spirit. So, connect to your spirit to become a partner with it. And don't denounce your spirit because it's very powerful. And the earth spirit now is at 12%, if you're wondering what number it's at. After doing the 10 commandment clearing yesterday, the energy shot up immensely. And it was quite something. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. I think we have time for one more question here. And this is from Marie. The question is, if someone has the matrix barcode disconnection, how does it relate to the natal barcode?
Boy, let's see here. Let me see. The matrix barcode. I have to switch gears here. Okay, the matrix barcode takes you out of the matrix connection energy to you. So that's universal mind. Okay. Now, the natal barcode disconnects you from anything that resonates to your name, to maybe even, like tracking devices, we'll say. Letters and numbers, okay? Remember, these are energies that are corded to you. This is what you're releasing, and you're releasing your identity of maybe who you are to these planets, etc. So the natal chart is what's controlling your life, and the matrix energy is what's all around you, and that also includes in a sense, the natal energies, but you want to get out of, the natal energies probably before you do the matrix one. So the matrix barcode is good, but I would definitely do the natal one before I do the other one. In fact, it's probably much more important. So back to you, Spirit. Sylvia, we'll
okay.
See what we got.
Well, I just noticed our time is up for tonight. So maybe just in closing, we could bring in some wonderful peace energy to have people be able to experience for the next half an hour and say
good
night.
Okay, we'll bring in the wonderful energy of peace energy here, the light beam, here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And our next program is going to be on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. So I'll be going to bed here. It's about 1 o'clock back east. And thank you all the Easterners who saw me during the workshops and lectures at the New Life Expo. And the one that I'm seeing next week for healing sessions. So we'll see you later, everybody. So blessings to all of you, and enjoy the wonderful peace energy. And we'll bring in the energy of Jesus, too, here for the ascension. So stronger, and I'll do that as we sign off. So bye, everybody. See you later.
Good night, everyone. And thank you, Ron, and the Lightship, and for all those that were with us. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.